Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Acts. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as they began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." Word of God, word of life. Let us read Psalm 148 responsively. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all ye angels, sing praise, all ye hosts of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon, sing praise, all ye shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens, and ye waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created.
Who made the sandbags forever and ever, giving them the law that shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind, doing God's will.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men and maidens, old and young together.
The Lord has raised up strength for the people and praise for all faithful servants, the children of Israel, a people who are near the Lord. Hallelujah. Our second reading is from Revelation. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, this new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John. When he had gone out, Jesus said, now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. There are so many points of entry into hearing the author of Luke and Acts today. The Acts of the Apostles has Peter in Jerusalem, where the faithful leaders, followers of Jesus, are criticizing him for who he welcomes into the church, namely, his having preached and taught and baptized Cornelius and his family. Now, Cornelius is a Roman official, and because of that, he's a dangerous representative of an oppressive imperial regime. He represents everything that history and scripture warns faithful Jewish people to stay clear of. In many respects, Cornelius could be quite disgusting to Jewish people, whether they followed Jesus or not. So, the author makes sure to tell the church that the leadership in Jerusalem, that faithful leadership in Jerusalem, were concerned and felt the need to criticize Peter because he included an outsider, an uncircumcised family. Peter had shared table fellowship as well as the good news and baptism. So, the first point of entry is the way that the church fights over who is worthy of inclusion and who is not. Here, the faithful of today get a glimpse that from the very earliest days, the church has been wrestling with the question of how broadly to cast the net of gospel welcome. We also see that Peter told his story, attributed it to the work of the Holy Spirit. In the end, the resolution was that those who had been questioning, those who had been criticizing, heard Peter's testimony and ultimately praised God. This is a conversion moment, not so much for Cornelius and his family, but for the faithful who too easily draw boundaries too tightly. Another entry point is the author's recounting a summary of Peter's visions. Readers of the Acts of the Apostles, or often called the Acts of the Holy Spirit, recognize that the author has told this story before. Here it is told in response to that criticism by the Jewish religious or the Jerusalem religious leaders. Peter, recounts how he, like those leaders, had been fastidious about rejecting anything profane from crossing his lips. Three times he rejected unclean food. In his vision, he upheld the dietary expectations even as he was told not to distinguish between the two. He avoided that which by his culture and by scriptural guidance was disgusting. And yet the word from heaven continues to insist, get up, kill, and eat. Peter is called to go against everything that he has learned and everything that he holds dear. This call comes from heaven. I recall Bishop Floyd Shainhalse asking the Arkansas-Oklahoma Synod this question. When had those gathered in assembly been called to do something that went against their understanding of history, their understanding of God's law, their understanding of safety? History, in remembering that occupying forces like the Romans are a threat to individuals and the nation alike. God's law, in remembering the laws about dietary restrictions and even associations with those who are outside your group, with outsiders deemed to be unclean by that law. And safety, in remembering that the threat of occupying forces was physical danger, death, and destruction. Remember that the author of Luke and Acts has recent persecutions by the empire in mind while he's writing. In what ways does the Spirit call the church to move against the very heritage that has been handed down? With recounting this story, Peter challenges the religious leadership in Jerusalem. Peter's challenge is the antecedent to Bishop Floyd's question to the Synod Assembly. As I pondered this story about food, I also find myself remembering a friend of mine who has a very strong aversion to cilantro. He hates it. He finds it disgusting. To hear his response, nobody should ever eat cilantro. I also recall hearing that some human beings are born with a disposition to taste cilantro and experience it to be disgusting. Horrible. Some say it tastes like soap. My friend would love to impress his disposition on all people. Cilantro is something he experiences as so profane at such a deep personal level. And yet, there are people like me who happen to like cilantro. I love what it does for some dishes. I cannot understand why people would not want to eat cilantro. Now, the question is whether my friend and I can eat together, can share table fellowship, indeed be friends. Now, we all know that every metaphor has its limits and it falls apart at some point. So, hear the intent and not the way that it falls apart. Now, there are other points of entry into this text, but the final one that I will lift up today is to ponder that man from Caesarea, a Roman colony, who had a vision. The vision told him to call for Peter. This Simon Peter will bring a message of salvation to your whole, for your whole house. And when Peter comes, he recounts to those religious leaders in Jerusalem that as he began to speak to this family, this household, which indeed included servants,
the Holy Spirit fell upon the entire household. Not only that, it is in that moment that the Holy Spirit helped Peter to remember, to recall that John the Baptizer had foretold that he baptized with water, but that you will be baptized with Spirit. Peter's question in response to the Spirit's activity, both in that family, in that household, and within himself, is key. Who was I that I could hinder God? Today, the church continues to struggle with questions of who rightly belongs and who does not. As I hear Scripture, as I listen to leadership from as early as former presiding bishop Herb Chilstrom all the way to today, I hear a call to be open. I hear a call to welcome broadly. I hear signs that the Holy Spirit is continuing to act, continuing to challenge challenge faithful people, continuing to invite conversion all around. In the reign of God, the welcome is wide. I find myself challenged by Peter's question, who am I that I could hinder God? What is it that the Spirit is working within you?
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.